small or very organization in Baltimore, Oregon. For photonic business grants, tax-free benefits, and there's also something that hasn't been discussed in the community, and that's my knowledge. There's a strong incentive, if you stay in Minnesota, to change your investment portfolio, for example, to invest in lower risk or tax-free investment municipal bonds or state and federal tax-free. The federal government currently does not allow Minnesota to tax treasury bills. You can imagine someone that's in eight states couldn't risk the tax entirely. If there is a widow that's currently investing in safe investments by taking their money out of a few equities or their local bank and putting it all on treasuries. So there are these many dimensions, and I want to just talk about mobility, that taxpayers could respond to changes in tax rates. And this brings us to a really useful tool that I hope that I'm going to temporarily work with the money. Marginal cost of public funds. This is a tool that gives us a great insight. It is a measure of the total cost of the economy of collecting one more dollar in tax rate. It's a very important concept I'd like you to think about more and discuss. Related to it is the concept of net weight loss or the excess burden of a dollar of tax revenue. And this is a measure of beyond the tax dollar that's collected that shows up on your budget documents. What's the dollar value of all those decisions that have been distorted? Or somebody made an investment that's not the investment that gets the highest rate of return necessarily. It gives the investor the best after-tax return. And in general, the marginal cost of public funds is going to be that sum of the dollar of revenue collected and the net weight loss from those decisions made to collect the additional dollar of revenue. The Obama administration,
we have someone who can help for him to put your PowerPoint on the screen with him. Thank you. It'll be just a minute.
I'm going to clear because that question always been dedicated to that.
I don't need to represent a part of
it. Thank you. I'm a real reader of China. I just want to make sure I have the same right out of the text. My friends for U.S. Treasuries. Now I'm a bullish investor in everything like my stock and, well, I'm not going to say the stock that I bought. Can that stock have a 10% rate of return? However, if I were to put it into the U.S. Treasuries, assuming under this line, I have a money tax rate on 705. The real rate of return, because I have no tax, I pay no tax liability on it, and my common stock returns 7% of my parallel investments with the same rate of return.
Madam Chair, Representative Bracklow, I would just caution you when you're looking at equities or even bonds, there's risk and return. So when making those investment decisions, always consider risk and return. And that's one of the things I'm trying to make is if you want to get the same rate of return from a low-risk treasury bill, which is not really the best investment in Minnesota, it's more of an investment in the federal government. If you're going to make that investment to get the same return, it's a high-risk investment in equity and some business, maybe even in Minnesota. Given the high risk, why make the risk in the decision? And this is a well-known distortion from taxes in the finance and economic literature.
The next point I was making is that there's a double whammy here, because in addition to not getting the extra revenue, you actually lose the revenue that you were collecting before. So for example, someone transfers those investments, which demographically right now, we're looking at baby boomers moving another 30 years into their retirement age. Any good investment analyst would tell you that you want to move into safer investments. So there's already sort of a demographic pressure on equities. This would provide an additional tax incentive to do that, to actually accelerate this trend away from taxable investments or non-taxable investments from the state perspective.
That's great.
Madam Chair, Representative Bracklow, the general rule among economists is you would like people to make decisions for common sense, business reasons. And this is where you get a bit weight loss, is trying to measure the dollar value of the harm to the rest of the economy because you're changing the relative rate of return or the relative Around the country.
Madam Chair, Representative Bill, Minor Phoenix.
Microsoft is relatively general across Xbox.
So your one active doesn't represent necessarily, like, if this was an excise tax on tobacco products, it doesn't represent the price of tobacco, or a labor market where the buy access represents a wage rate. This is just a different price. Do you have more specific data, if not today, but if you wanted to look at it, do you have specific data to how, as to how a tax would affect in the excise realm versus how a tax affects in the income realm in those markets?
Thank you.
give you any examples where the taxation actually may improve efficiency in the market?
I wish I could.
Looking at the marginal value of public expenditure.
get finished.